The time is 7:42. Politics, of course, are very much in the air as we get closer to Election Day. And with that, some weekly discussions with Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy. Good morning to you, Bob.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Bob, let's talk about the race in the 27th Congressional District. We had Howard Owens on here from the Batavian a couple of days ago, who has long had conversations, kind of a continuing dialogue with Congressman Chris Collins. He's been noticeably silent to Mr. Owens and his publication. What about for you in the Buffalo News? Have you been able to make contact with Congressman Collins during this campaign?
In a word, no. But we are told that that will change. We are hopeful that that will change, that the congressman will have a discussion with the biggest newspaper in upstate New York and the dominant paper in the area. And I don't think he's a fan of the news because, we've been very aggressive in our coverage. Jerry Zaremski has been out in front of prosecutors even in many of the areas that have been under investigation. Jerry is our Washington bureau chief.
Right.
But you know what? We're confident that he will sit down and talk about the issues with us. We are very anxious to have him give his side on everything. And that's the way we always work, and we're looking forward to that.
Hey, you know, at the same time, what about what would be discussed? I guess maybe that's the question here is, are those charges that the congressman faces in federal court, are they fair game? Do you consider them fair game for reporters during a campaign like this?
Oh, I most certainly do. That doesn't mean that he will answer questions about that, because he won't. He will say that's a matter that his lawyers have advised him not to discuss, and I'm sure they have. That doesn't mean we won't ask the questions, but we can also ask questions about what effect a federal indictment has on you running for the House of Representatives. And that certainly is entering into the situation here, and we've got a very weird type of situation in which he's going to have to justify his candidacy while under indictment. And he will say that he is innocent until proven guilty, and that's true. So, all of those things will be talked about if and when we get a chance to sit down with him. And he'll answer them the way he wants to. But in any event, however it happens, I think we consider that a good story, no matter what.
Well, no doubt about that, for sure. And just to take that another step further, the less overall race now, what are you hearing about the race? I mean, again, let's just set the stage, the 27th Congressional District, the most Republican district in New York State.
Yeah, we've got some indications from internal polls that it's close. I mean, internal polls are internal polls, and we'll put one in a headline when we see an independent one at some point. But I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be close because of the special situation that Chris Collins finds himself facing. I think his biggest challenge right now is to get his Republican supporters out to the polls. That's why he's appearing in front of friendly Republican groups, and he's saying that a vote for Chris Collins is a vote in support of the president, and in that very Republican district, as you point out, that's very important. But I think his biggest problem is that all of those Republicans in that district may just stay home because they're not excited about casting their ballot for someone who's under indictment, even if he does promise to be a Trump supporter. So that is his challenge, to convince all of those voters that he will be a voice for the president in Washington, and he'll take care of his legal problems when they come along, and he says he's innocent, and we'll see.
All right, Bob, we're going to call it a day right now. Lots to talk about. We'll check in again next week, and as always, thanks very much for your time.
You bet.
Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy with us this morning on WBFO.